Hello, and thank you for listening to Call the Roll, a public affairs program produced by the Columbus City Council and aired here on Freedom FM. I'm your host, John Ivana, communications director for the Columbus City Council. On this week's show, Raise Your Flag and Getting to Where You Want to Go with the Power of CNG. We are now just days away from the Columbus area hosting two sporting events that will shine an international spotlight on Central Ohio. Next Tuesday night at Crew Stadium, the United States men's national soccer team will be playing Mexico in a World Cup qualifying match. And then at the end of the month, a week's worth of community events surrounding the 2013 President's Cup, the golf competition that features a team of U.S. golfers, including Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson, against a star-studded field of international professionals. Both events mean an unparalleled amount of exposure for Columbus and the Central Ohio region, which is why organizers are encouraging Columbus residents and businesses to show their pride for Team USA in the days and weeks before the events and display their American flags or wear red, white, and blue items. Here's Columbus City Council Development Committee Chair, Councilmember Zach Klein.
I can't tell you how proud I am to stand up here as a member of the Columbus City Council and as a representative of the City Council with the flag and with my red, white, and blue suit on, knowing that all eyes are going to be on Columbus and Dublin, and we're representing, from the international's perspective, the great American team that's going to be playing in the President's Cup, the U.S. team that's going to be playing for the World Cup qualifier. 300 million households from around the world are going to be watching. All eyes on Columbus, all eyes on Dublin, all eyes on Central Ohio. And that's why, in addition to Columbus and Dublin, we have the Greater Columbus Sports Commission, Experience Columbus, the Columbus Partnership, Columbus 2020, the Ohio State University, and Tourism Ohio, all doing a full court press to highlight the activities and the relationships and the economic development opportunities that there are here in the Columbus region. So we're all working together, and it's not a coincidence that the next 30 or 40 days are going to be an emphasis on international sports because of all of the work that we've done locally for the region's focus on international economic development opportunities. So this is a confluence of opportunity, a confluence of activities that are going to be going on dealing with sports, dealing with economic development, and highlighting the Columbus region for all the great things that we have. It's my honor to represent my colleague in the Dublin area, Dublin City Council Member Mike Keenan.
Well, thank you very much. On behalf of Dublin City Council and all the residents, I'd like to thank Mayor Coleman, Commissioner Brown, Councilman Klein, Mark McCullers, Dan Sullivan, Linda Logan for including us in today's celebration. We have the kickoff of the President's Cup will be October 1st to October 6th in Dublin, and we would not want to forget the World Cup qualifier at Crew Stadium, which is October 1st to October 6th. Those are two world-class events, and we're also happy and proud to be a part of it. We have a huge soccer community in Dublin and a huge program out there, and I know a lot of our residents are engaged in the Columbus Crew and working to that end as well. Central Ohio and Dublin have a rich heritage of hosting major golf tournaments, and now we can include the President's Cup in that long list of prestigious events. As been stated before, according to the PGA and Muirfield Village Golf Club, we expect 150,000 fans, actually in excess of that, and a $50 million regional economic impact. This really is about the region, not just Dublin, Central Ohio, Franklin County, and the surrounding counties. To show our support for Team USA, American flags will be flying on all overpasses and bridges throughout the Dublin area. On Thursday night of the tournament, the City of Dublin is hosting what we are calling Forfest, which will feature live performances and a festival atmosphere at the crossroads of Dublin at Bridge and High Street. And there will be many, many other events and plans, so don't miss out. Be there. I know we're all proud to be hosting this world-class event, and everyone is working really hard. And Dan, Dublin will be ready. We've dedicated the staff and the experience to make this the best President's Cup ever. I know Central Ohio will also be ready to deliver an exciting and memorable event as we all take the world stage. Also, special thanks to Jack Nicholas for setting this stage and choosing Dublin. Thanks, Dawn. We'll see you all at the President's Cup.
That was Councilmember Klein. Columbus Crew manager Mark McCullers is excited to host Tuesday night's game that will once again be played in the country's first ever soccer-specific stadium. That game will help set the table for Dan Sullivan, tournament director for the President's Cup, who will be seeing years worth of work on the event culminate with events in the downtown Columbus and Dublin area the week of September 30th.
We're very pleased to be here today to talk about two really unprecedented international events that are going to be in our community this fall. That's really exciting for the Crew as an organization to be part of what's happening in Columbus. It's an honor and a privilege for our city to host the USA-Mexico World Cup qualifier. It's the most sought-after soccer event in our country every 4 years. And you know, you might ask yourself, well, why an event like this? It could sell out any stadium really in North America. Why is it coming to Columbus? And the reason is the experience and what we deliver as a community. We really roll out the red carpet, and our partnership with the Greater Columbus Sports Commission is a big part of that. Every stakeholder, every player, every coach, every member of the international media has an unbelievable experience here in Columbus. And we've hosted the event three other times in our history. And most importantly is we bring a very passionate home field pro-American crowd. The U.S. national team is 3-0 against Mexico at Crew Stadium. So when the U.S. national team needs a big win and needs 3 points, Columbus is where they come. What does this mean for our city? Well, we have ticket buyers confirmed from 49 different states already. We will have visitors from across North America and other parts of the world for sure. The economic impact of this event is anticipated to be in the tens of millions of dollars, and the event will be broadcast worldwide. So the opportunity for our community to step up on the international stage and to do so also with the President's Cup in October is extremely meaningful. So we're very honored. We appreciate the support in the community. Columbus is a player in the global soccer market. We have an impact, and we're looking forward to USA Mexico. It's going to be a spectacular event. A lot of activities starting with Friday, September 6th. U.S. Soccer opens their headquarters at Easton. We'll have activities throughout the week, and then culminating with the MLS Business Summit, where approximately 300 league and club executives will be here for our annual meetings. So the eyes of the world and certainly the soccer world will be on Columbus here next week. Thank you.
That's great, Mark. In the golf world, we share the passion about bringing an event to Columbus and, in our respect, in Dublin. The President's Cup is in its 20th year. This will be the 10th play in over 20 years that the event has been in existence. And it's the first time, obviously, to this region. We have great passion about the game of golf in this community, and it's reflected in the fact that the President's Cup's played in only two other cities across the country, in San Francisco and in Washington, D.C. So Columbus and Dublin have a chance to be right up there with the other top communities, top cities within the country. This event will bring over 800 million household delivery from a broadcast standpoint. It'll deliver over 600 national, international media to our community who will cover this event and put it in a way that, frankly, golf has not been communicated to from this community. We have a series of events going on during tournament week that will rival any in the country when it comes to celebrating the fact that this event is not only about golf, but it's about getting out and being a part of your community and celebrating the fact of all what's good. So we start with the opening ceremony in the Columbus Commons, where we're sold out. Over 6,500 people will come and join us for that evening on Wednesday, October 2nd. Then we'll lead into competition on Thursday morning. And that night in Dublin, we'll have a street closing party that will invite the entire community out. And then we'll culminate with a real fun opportunity atmosphere on a Saturday night in the Gallery Hop. We spent a lot of time over the last year partnering with Columbus, partnering with Franklin County, partnering with Dublin, to ensure that this event not only is played over 4 days at Muirfield Village, but it's celebrated throughout our community. And we could not have done that without the support and endorsement and belief from the PGA Tour. And we have Matt Kaminsky here, who is the executive director for the President's Cup. He has been at seven of the President's Cups in the last number of years. And what the PGA Tour has found in this community is a complete embracing of this event. From everybody's, from every administration, from the business community, from the individual side, it's been a collaboration that we have seen never before. And so as we look to September 30th, the week of, we're looking forward to being in the spotlight, not only here in this community, but throughout the world, and showing everyone what Columbus and Dublin and the entire region is all about. So thank you for coming out today, and we look forward to celebrating this great event as the weeks come near.
Our partners at the county are also gearing up for the two events. Here's County Commissioner Marilyn Brown.
You know, Central Ohio exceeds and excels when it works together in collaboration. It's great that both of these events in soccer and in golf are going to be celebrated together right here in Central Ohio. Columbus and Dublin have worked together for the President's Cup in hospitality events and rolling out the red carpet in both communities. And there's so much to celebrate. I'm excited also that both of these events have given back to the community in also in the social services and in our health communities. U.S. Soccer will have its headquarters at Easton and will add to the vibrancy of the wonderful Franklin County Shopping District, but it'll also give back in donations and in our community with Nationwide Children's Hospital. There will be also some educational opportunities with the golf tournament that will be talked about in the coming days and weeks. You'll hear a lot about that. I'm particularly interested in what happens with these educational opportunities. The headquarters for soccer will also be doing a lot of educational work. I was in Cleveland this weekend and passing by one of the restaurants in downtown near the west side of Cleveland, and there was soccer on TV. You would not believe how much the Cleveland ethnic community really appreciates soccer. I know we have that here too, and we look so forward to the U.S.-Mexico games here. I'm excited that we have so much happening in our great community and look forward to celebrating with everybody as we celebrate golf and soccer with our community and the world.
And finally, Columbus Mayor Mike Coleman.
How massive is this? Not one, but two international events within a couple of weeks right here in Columbus. You know, these international events are taking place just in time when our one runway at the international airport has been completed. Just in time, that means there'll be more visitors, more people coming to our city just at the right time. So we're proud of this event. So we want to make sure that to show our pride and our patriotism that we wear red, white, and blue during both events. Carry our flags, wave our flags. So on those 2 days, wear red, white, and blue. Show your patriotism, show your pride for your country, your city, and show a little swagger by wearing red, white, and blue and carrying our flags and root for America and root for Columbus, because America wins when Columbus wins. And Columbus wins with an international recognition as a result of both of these events. Columbus wins with the economic impact of some $50 million to our city as a result of one of these events, the President's Cup. When you combine them both together, it's massive. Does that sound familiar, massive? That's your tagline. So the entire world will be watching Columbus, and I am convinced that the world will like what they see on those 2 days in the city of Columbus. So I want you to follow this. So celebrate this time by using the hashtag raise your flag. Hold it up. All right. You did that real good. Give them a raise, will you? And I want everybody to come forward and we have two streets. One street, broad and high to reflect these two important events. One will be called President's Cup Way, and the other will be called U.S. Soccer Street. And is the flag, are they up now?
They are.
All right, they're up right now. So broad and high streets' names have been changed to reflect both of these international events, President's Cup Way and U.S. Soccer Street.
The City of Columbus is pleased to announce that the compressed natural gas filling station on the east side along Groves Road is open for the public to use. Since April 2012, here in Columbus, nearly 200,000 gallons of CNG has been pumped, saving approximately $300,000 when compared to the cost of diesel fuel. That's because CNG is cleaner, domestically produced, and cheaper, between $1.50 and $2 a gallon cheaper than diesel fuel. And while that is good news for Columbus area drivers, construction is already underway for the city's second CNG fueling station on the north side of Columbus, located at 2333 Morris Road. The fueling site is scheduled to be open in March. Here's Finance Committee Chair, Councilmember Priscilla R. Tyson.
I am so excited to be at the groundbreaking of the city's second fast-fill compressed natural gas fueling station, which will be located right here in the Northland community. In April of 2012, Columbus opened its first CNG station on the east side. And since then, nearly 200,000 gallons of CNG have been pumped, saving us approximately $300,000 when compared to the cost of diesel fuel. This $4.5 million project is being funded as part of the 2013 capital improvements budget, which was passed by Columbus City Council earlier this year. We are able to make these forward-thinking improvements from our capital budget because of our residents' long history of support for our bond packages, like the one that the mayor mentioned that will be before our voters in November. The bonds that are being used to support this station will reduce the distance that our garbage trucks, street sweepers, snow plows, and other vehicles, the ones you see all around each of us, will be able to travel to refueling, will travel to refueling, improving service delivery times to the residents of the Northland community and other communities. I am so pleased to report that also on Tuesday, as the mayor just mentioned, we learned that the City of Columbus again has obtained a AAA bond rating from the three municipal rating agencies. And again, we're one of the few cities, large cities, to receive this type of credit rating. What does that mean? That means that we can borrow money at a lower interest rate, again, saving money on projects like this one and others that will benefit our neighborhoods. Again, the benefits of having this station, besides saving money, will be that it is open to the public, as the mayor mentioned. It will protect our environment, will reduce our dependence on foreign oil, and it also creates jobs by building this facility. And also, by 2020, it's going to save us even more money because, again, we're going to have 440 of these type of vehicles in our fleet, which again will save us about $2 million. Again, as the mayor mentioned, about 2,000 vehicles will be taken off, equivalent to about 2,000 vehicles taken off the road annually. So again, I want to thank the individuals that have made this happen. First of all, I want to thank the residents. because thank you for standing with us and giving us the support to keep our city moving forward. And then I want to thank the mayor and Paul Rakowski and the entire finance team for their dedicated work to this city, to improving this city. This is a city that I've been born and raised in, and just to see all these wonderful improvements in our city, especially under the leadership of this mayor, have been tremendous, and with the council that I work with. I want to thank the dedicated staff of the construction team for their ability to make things happen. And now I am honored to introduce one of our great neighborhood partners and community advocates, Mr. Emmanuel Remy. He is the president of the Northland Community Council, who will talk about what this means to the Northland community. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for coming today. Thank you to Director Rakowski, Councilmember Tyson, Mayor Coleman, and all of you that have contributed to this wonderful new rebirth here in the Northland area. We've done quite a few dirt turnings in the Northland area here in the last few years, and from the time that the mall went out in 2002 to today, this whole stretch within the Morris Road corridor has come back in a tremendous way with so many county facilities and, of course, the city facility. It's a wonderful addition to our community. We're very, very happy to have this type of commitment back into the Northland community. This is something that everybody in the city of Columbus should be proud about. With the advantages to the environment, the cost savings that have been mentioned, it is very, very important that it completes or it contributes to the overall greenness of the city as we continue to improve our recycling efforts. Curbside recycling is, I was just noticing today as I was leaving the neighborhood, how many people in our neighborhood are using curbside recycling, and thank you to everyone that brought that to the city. This is truly one of the best cities in the country, no questions asked, or the best city, and I'm glad to be a part of it and glad to contribute here in the Northland community. So thank you very much, and we really appreciate your coming out today and dedicating this facility.
Again, Mayor Mike Coleman.
This is an important event, not just because we're turning ground, but we're celebrating the opening of our second CNG gas station. With the Division of Fleet Management, which has been deemed the greenest fleet in the country and one of the best Division of Fleet Managements in the entire nation. We're very proud of everything that goes on there because of the work they do. The level of service that division now provides the city of Columbus is frankly unmatched by any other division or fleet management operation in the entire nation. I'm very, very proud of it. Very proud of it. And so with this compressed natural gas station, this is our second, and a lot of good things are happening with it. And why are we doing this? Why are we building these CNG stations all over the city of Columbus? Well, there are a lot of reasons. First, it's cleaner. Second, it helps reduces our dependence on foreign oil. Third is that it saves money. The biggest reason, it saves money. As much as upwards of $2 per gallon of energy does it save. And so far, we have in the past 16 months saved about $300,000 in our first CNG station. We're so successful that we're selling CNG fuel to the consumer marketplace. We're not just filling up our big vehicles with CNG gas and fuel. We are offering the same service to the consumers, to the retail market. And we now sell 20% of our CNG to the public. And so that's pretty impressive. We might see a City of Columbus CNG station on every corner in the city one day. We might be opening up branches and outlets all over the country one day. We might have nations bowing to us. because of our strength in CNG operations. You know, our first CNG station has been very successful. We have a third one that's being planned on the west side of Columbus. We have other partners, the City of Dublin and COTA, that are also investing in these stations. And so far, well, by 2020, we'll have 440 CNG vehicles. We're buying them. Vehicles like these that are heavy-duty vehicles, require a lot of energy. We're using CNG. And it'll save us about $2 million a year as a result of using a CNG energy. And it also reduces the greenhouse gases by nearly 10,000 tons, which is equal to taking 2,000 cars off the roads of the city of Columbus. Now, how do we pay for these things? You know, these vehicles aren't free in the CNG station. Our capital investment has to come from somewhere. Well, it comes through our capital budget. We issue bonds. We borrow money at a very significant taxpayer savings. And we buy these vehicles to be more efficient to our community, to save dollars elsewhere. And so this November, we have on the ballot a bond package, four issues, where we're asking the public to allow the city of Columbus to borrow upwards to $842 million without raising taxes, I might add, just giving us the ability to issue bonds to pay for improvements in our community. And, you know, we have proven time and time and time again that the city of Columbus is the best managed city in the nation. In fact, our credit rating is the absolute best. It can't get any better. It is so good. Our AAA credit rating is so good. It is better than the credit rating of the state of Ohio. It is better than the credit rating of the United States government. And there are only 12 nations in the world that has a credit rating as strong as the city of Columbus. That's awesome. And we save taxpayers' dollars in the process. So there are four issues on the ballot. The first issue is for health and safety, for $53 million for police and fire facilities and vehicles and equipment to keep our neighborhoods safe. And then there's $124 million we want to set aside for recreation and parks, for rec centers and bike paths and pools and playgrounds and equipment to keep the quality of life of our city up. And then public service, $220 million for resurfacing sidewalks, roadways, refuse vehicles, and I think there's some around here, right here, and containers, street equipment, of which you see here, many of the street equipment you see right here, to keep our roads clear, safe, and operational. And public utilities, $445 million for water systems improvements, stormwater improvements, and street lighting to keep our neighborhood strong and keep the drinking water fresh and clean. So as we turn this dirt, I want us to think about the need to pass this bond package so we can build and provide better service and more efficient service to our taxpayers in a cheaper way. We save millions and millions of dollars through these bond packages, and we want to continue to do so.
We're out of time for this edition of Call the Roll. If you have a question or a comment, please email us at calltheroll@columbus.gov. That's C-A-L-L-T-H-E-R-O-L-L at Columbus.gov. Don't forget you follow the Columbus City Council on our Facebook and our Twitter pages. On behalf of the entire Columbus City Council, I'm your host, John Ivanek. Thanks for listening to Freedom FM, and have a great weekend.